Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Yeah, baby. And at this time tomorrow night, Ollie, we'll be gearing up to have you on the rear end.
Hot wax.
Hot wax.
Is there
baby.
A song called Hot Wax?
I'll type in wax.
I think there is by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Hot wax. No. Okay, YouTube it. Yeah, tomorrow is the day that I have committed, and it was Holly from Karenville. Sorry, Belle, can you give us a heads
Karen
up?
Lab.
Karen Lab, who is going to do it for us, which I'm pumped for. But I do have a question. I mean, now, the motivation for this is to have a clean underside and to be hairless, and I've been doing a lot of reading, and I want to fill you in on the reading on that stuff. But I also want to know... Yeah, Triple M.
Yeah, no, we don't need that.
Triple M and a few J's in there as well. But Tom, I want to know from people who, is this a thing? Is the sack back and crack?
Hang on, are we doing this right now? It's top of the hour, mate. Why aren't we just hooking to other stuff?
Well,
there's a whole bunch in this.
You don't want to start the question now?
Nah, not now.
All right, look, I have been doing some reading. I do want to learn more from what you've done in this area, but I'll update you on what I've been reading about.
Yeah, brilliant.
What I'm concerned with.
Yeah.
And we'll chat it out.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. This is Bow River, Cold Chisel, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Cold Chisel with Bow River. Yeah, Tuesday night, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Naughty After Nine.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Nice. Ollie, you ready to go?
Yeah, look, I am. Tom, we've been discussing the merits of waxing the crack and...
Yep.
Yesterday on the show, we decided I'm going to go ahead. Tomorrow, I'm getting a full wax of the backside region. Mm. The crux...
I found a song for you. Do you want a song?
Yeah, sure. Looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening. What I need some hot stuff. Yeah, hot stuff indeed. What I found online, I was reading a bit today, and I found plenty of websites that were saying stuff like, a lot of men these days are engaging in waxing down there.
What?
For a number of reasons. And they refer to the danger of swamp ass.
Excuse me?
As we call it, swamp butt.
Swamp butt.
And they said the last thing you want is some kind of, shrub-like effect. Almost a composting happening where...
Stop. Don't. No. That's nearly too far.
To say that it's a compost effect.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's heat down there.
There's gases.
There's smells and there's gases and there's moisture.
Yeah.
And they really do ham up that visceral
swamp butt experience.
Swamp butt feel that and I was reading it and I was going, absolutely, I need to get rid of this hair. Get rid of it and drain the swamp.
If
as Trump would say. And then drain this swamp ass because I'm walking around like a cesspit and of a sewage man.
Oh, hang on. So you're saying that the hair contributes to the swamp butt 4D cinema experience?
Cinema experience.
Well, I feel like it's a 4D experience. You've got the sight, the smell, the taste.
Absolutely. I mean, if the bottom's an experience, what they're saying is that there's no doubt that the hair acts as a crosshair, and when you do your number twos, they're implying there's damage there. Not damage, but there's remnants. And so the website was very convincing, and I read it, and I was like, well, this makes perfect sense. I mean, I've got to do it.
So,
and other what?
But I feel like that the hair is allowing the bottom to breathe. Because I feel like skin on skin, it's like getting two pieces of wet leather together,
Well,
if you get like a soft leather, that's not going to happen. Furry leather. No, that ain't sticking together.
Yeah.
Two pieces of wet leather together.
Yeah.
Wet leather, yellow leather. Wet leather, yellow leather.
Is that one of your drama exercises?
It's one of my vocal warm-ups.
Well, you might think that, Tom, but no. The website that I was reading that encouraged me to book an appointment was very much against that. And we're really saying how important it is for me to get this job done. They said, once you go wax, you won't go back. You will not put up with it. And yes, you've realized what's happened. I've read a number of websites that are clearly marketing the wax to me. But they've done a good job because I'm now on board. And there were some forums that were fairly neutrally looking at it and not biased. But I want to know this. is the sack back and crack really a thing? Who's getting a sack back and crack?
And it is what it says, isn't it?
Well, it's literally waxing your sack back and crack. I haven't got a hairy back, or not too hairy anyway. It's not an issue for me yet. But I now that I've gone down the waxing of the crack path, that's tomorrow, I'm wondering, whilst Holly's here in studio...
Get the knackers.
Do I get the sack the whole way through? Do I get the knackers, as you want to call it?
Mm.
Do I go... Because, you know, I don't need that hair. It's not helping anyone. There's no one's going, oh, get some of that in me.
You don't want to end up like one of our friends, though, and have...
Say his name.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. But you know how when we, like... We've seen him naked and he kind of looks like a small boy. It's not who you think it is. It's the other one.
Arjos.
No.
Not Arjos.
But he kind of looks like a young boy because everything's gone down there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but yeah, I'm not getting rid of the pubes. I'm not getting rid of the pubes. I'm talking about it's that undercarriage of hair that's just not doing any visual benefits for anyone. It's just a nuisance. So,
but where does it stop?
Well, it's a slippery slope. I do acknowledge that. So I want to know your stories. How far do you go? Do you monitor and do you take care of manscape the sack? Is that what you're doing? Is that common?
Yeah, who's shaving the knackers? That's what I want to know. On 133353. Producer Belle reckons that this has happened willy-nilly.
She thinks that a lot of guys are doing it. You don't think it is.
I don't think who's shaving the testicles.
Do you care for your sack in terms of hair? And also, have you done a sack back and crack? Is that happening in Australia in 2018? I want to know. I have questions.
No one's shaving the knackers. There's no point.
Surely. Because it gets... It's not nice.
Nah.
It's old. It's oldish. Looks like an old man.
I reckon keep it. 133353. Tom and Ollie. Triple M. Closing time. Semisonic. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Give us that trivia as well, Ollie, about closing time.
That song about the leaving the pub is a metaphor. Mm. The band wrote that as a metaphor for leaving the womb as a baby and entering the real world.
Oh, I mean, insane. Insane stuff.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
I'll now say it every time that song gets played.
Brilliant.
Tom, talking about waxing, and I don't want to labour on my own crack for too long. It's not flattering to labour on yourself for too long, but I do want to...
Well,
I want everyone to learn from this experience.
Well, you know what's happened? We've turned into a stupid radio show trying to get, you know, viewers and listeners and stuff by waxing someone's ass.
Oh, well, we just won't film it. We won't be that show that films it.
Well, no, we have to film it, though. We'll have to film it. We'll have to put it on air. You know, we're now that radio show that's waxing on
pay
radio.
For the post, promote it heavily.
Definitely.
Encourage people to like it.
Of course.
Now, I've just been reading back on the website that I was reading today, bearskinstudio.com. They said...
Well, they call Bearskin Studio, of course. They're going to be... Is it B-A-R-E or B-E-A-R?
B-A-R-E.
Oh, okay.
A lot of men haven't heard of butt waxing until they come into our studio. You have not lived until you have had a baby smooth ass.
Yeah, you know what? I have had it and it sucked.
What? You've done it?
Yeah.
You've waxed your ass?
I haven't waxed it. I mean, I've shaved it.
Well, as they say here, it's very different. There's a lot of FAQs here, questions you can ask.
Well,
will my butt be itchy after waxing? Not necessarily. They say every client has different experience. But it's either way, waxing your butt is less of an itch factor than shaving your
butt. Well, you're also now thinking about going for the knackers as well, the testicles.
Well, if I'm going to be there, I may as well, you know, accept the pain and extend it further to the scrotum.
Well, these websites are trying to sell it to you, Ollie. Let's go straight to the source. 133353. Chris, have you done the B, C, and C? It's B, S, and C.
Yep.
The B, S, C.
Back, second, crack, Chris.
When I used to train, I used to shave everything and it felt beautiful. It was clean and it felt nice. But I assure you, once you start, you've got to keep going because you don't want to be in the queue at Coles and get an itchy gooch 5 days after you do it.
Yeah. See, Chris, you were shaving. I don't think I would shave. I don't want that regrowth.
Yeah, but I reckon it happened if you waxed too. It's still going to start going back.
Yeah. Why did you need to shave everything, Chris?
Love myself.
You loved yourself.
Looking great.
Yeah, right.
Are you pretty hairy now?
Nah, I'm very lucky there. I'm not. I'm just sort of normal. What I was
just normal.
Yeah.
Just old. All right. Thanks, thanks, Chris. Let's go to Danae. Your husband has used a cream. How did that go?
Yeah. So my husband is a triathlete, so he cycles a lot, and so for him, it was about chafage. And so he was reading a forum of triathletes, and they were talking about this, and I already did it. I did the waxing. And he was like, I'm going to try this out. So he used like the Nair or the Neat or whatever those different creams are.
Yeah.
And he loves it. He would actually like to get laser one day because when it does grow back when you use the cream, it does get a wee bit itchy. It's not as bad as shaving. Shaving's worse.
Mm.
Waxing, I can tell you from personal experience, waxing is way, way, way better from the regrowth perspective.
Yes, good. That's what I want to hear, Danae. So your husband was using the cream on his sack.
Yeah.
Dangerous, because you can burn your skin.
It is, and he would have to be really, really careful to not around tender bits and stuff like that. Like it was.
We had a guy yesterday call up say he'd burn his sack.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yep,
yeah, no, he's super careful and did it in the shower so that if he needed to rinse off right away, he would and never went over time. So, but.
Right.
From his perspective, from a chafage thing when he's cycling, it makes a world of a difference from a comfort perspective.
Okay, great.
Wow.
Well, that's good news about the wax as well. That's a preferred method.
People are doing this. I didn't think people were going for the knackers.
Of course they are, Tom. It's called manscaping.
Yeah, but
people are attending to their sack, but I want to hear people who are doing a sack back and crack as well.
I trim. I totally do go for the trim, but you still want the hair there, don't you?
Oh, you're obsessed with hair. You're a bear. You think hair is the bee's knees.
Mm. Oh, well, I'm not going to come back from that. Hey, Craig, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Sorry, a bit of an awkward moment there. 133353, we're asking if anybody's done the back sack and crack. Have you done this?
I haven't done the crack, but the sack definitely, and the old fella.
So you've waxed the sack?
Oh, no, shaved.
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 How was that for you?
Mate, oh, it was fantastic. It was a good night. But it's all about deception. It's, yeah, when my missus and I first started dancing, so to speak,
yes.
it was shaven then, so it's got to be shaven.
Tom's
every
confused.
Time.
You mean vertical dancing? Yeah, yeah. Tom couldn't work it out.
It looks much bigger,
yep.
And it's shaven.
Yeah, but I'm still keen to do the wax over the shave, though, Craig. I don't think the shave's it's dangerous.
I agree. I don't think you want to be going down that shaving path.
No.
Tracy, what do you reckon?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tracy.
What do you think about the old man's sack?
Oh, I think it's fantastic.
Yep.
I think bare, nothing, everything gone. Because really, you think about it, when you have to go down there, you don't get caught up in, you know, the Amazon, so to speak.
Yes, sure.
You know, it's all nice and clean and tidy. And, you know, even as a woman, all women should do it. You know, so him being done, I being done.
Yep. So you're waxing?
I wax. He does the cream.
Oh, he's creaming.
He's going the cream.
Okay.
Yeah, he does the cream. It's yep. Great. And he's had no issues with it.
It's creaming. He's where his pants go.
He's creaming down there in his pants. So, Tracy, one of the motivations for me was to make it more appealing for my partner to head down there. And I am getting the crack wax. So, you know, join the dots on those ones there, if you will. Do you engage in that level of heading downstairs?
Yes.
Yep. And the hairlessness would be a big factor in that, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Because nothing can get caught.
Yep. Excellent, Tracy. Well, I'm glad we're on the same page.
Apparently, we got more in this, Ollie. So, 133353. If someone's done the BSC, the back sack crack, I'd love to hear from you. 133353. I'm just shocked about the amount of people that are doing it.
Well, Tom, it's interesting. And this whole thing, this whole journey could be called Trim for the Rim.
That'll be the last time you say that. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Skyhooks, ego is not a dirty word, Triple M. Tom and Ollie, always get involved as well on the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Tom and Ollie with a Y.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We have questions, and one of those questions will be played out tomorrow night, Ollie, as you get your rear end waxed clean.
Yep. It's not a radio stunt, by the way.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not a radio
stunt. It's actually just me getting a medical procedure or a beauty procedure, and it happens to be during this show, and we will have a microphone nearby. I mean, is that broadcasting it? Technically, yes, but it's not a stunt. It is just my life broadcast.
And of course, yeah, there will be your Facebook Live videos and, you know, likes and...
Thousands of photos.
All that kind
live
of stuff.
Videos.
Yeah, but... It's not a stunt.
And by no means is it a stunt. We wouldn't do stunts.
No, God, we don't do stunts. We have questions. That's what we do.
Still haven't heard from any blokes who've done a sack, back and crack. So is that just a funny phrase? Is it just a chance for someone to say, sack, back and crack? Or is it a real procedure? Because no one's done it so far. And we're also asking around the idea of that the sack and how much care you put into removing the hair. And it's happening a lot, Tom.
Yeah, it's surprising.
On Facebook, I'll just jump in here. Nick did message in saying, guys, ladies love a clean sack and a clean crack. Okay. He said, you also, I don't know what he means by this, but he said, you also get a nice slapping sound with no hair.
I don't know what he means by that either. That's
strange. I
think
when he's doing a dance or something.
Yeah, he's doing a
Mr. Bean or something.
Oh, weird. Hey, Ariana.
Hey, how you going?
Good, mate. Does your partner do this?
I do it for my partner.
Oh, you're waxing him?
I sometimes wax, but mainly trim for him, like, all over.
Okay, you're getting out a pair of scissors and having a trim.
No, like, I don't know, like how men shave their face, but with like a...
With a shaver.
With a shaver, yeah. Or a trimmer or a clipper.
Clipper, yeah.
Are you doing what I referred to before as trim for the rim?
Yeah.
Yeah,
cool. Stuff. And it works well?
Well, I prefer him to be clean because I cannot stand him when he's Harry McClary.
Don't like a Harry McClary. So you're doing it for your own enjoyment, really?
Yeah.
It'd turn into a Harry A. Clary, you know, if it was, yes. You know? No?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit of a stretch.
A. Clary is like a chocolatey.
Eclair.
Yeah. Harry Eclary.
Yeah, it's a good joke, Tom. I really like that one.
Thank you.
Let's go to Peter good swiftly.
Yeah.
Peter, what's your opinion on this whole sack management?
Well, I think, mate, they've got to be more gentle when they do it.
Okay.
Because my partner gave me, I don't know whether she put wax on or super glue, but she went to wax my balls.
Yeah.
And whack, half the skin come off.
Yeah, you don't want that. See, the home job is questionable, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah.
In hindsight, it was a good idea
at the time.
Yeah, sure.
But I reckon she used super glue instead of wax.
Good idea until it happened.
And
then it wasn't a good idea.
At least we're getting a professional in here for you,
look,
Ollie.
Tom, I am just reading again. I've got onto a new site here, waxingforblokes.com. Mm-hmm. And so there's no influence here from a business. It's a forum. And they've said, look, afterwards, to soothe the skin, a cooling gel like aloe vera or green tea lotion or lavender and witch hazel is applied. You're done and you're sent on your way feeling like a new man.
Mm.
So it says that it does hurt, but not nearly as much as you think.
John, you've had laser done to the privates downstairs on 133353?
Yep, laser. I had waxing, but laser is the way forward.
Wow. How many sessions have you had?
8.
Yeah. You have to keep going back, don't you?
Yeah, you do, but that's why I reckon it's good, because I'm pretty hairy, right, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And if you shaved it all off, it looks pretty ridiculous, because I've still got, like, hairs on your legs and your stomach.
Oh,
but now with laser, it thins it out, and it thins it out evenly.
You're like a balding man, but your body's balding, and it's good.
It's changed dramatically. It's fantastic, honestly.
So is it expensive, the laser?
No, well, so it used to be, right? But my wife went in, and it was $29 for a Brazilian, right? Yeah. On sale, and my wife said, "Is this for men?" And they go, "Yeah, okay, all right." So I got like 6 sessions at $29 each.
Jeez, wow! Of a laser,
so it's cheaper than waxing, and it's less painful.
Yep, great.
Oh, we'll take that advice, then, Ollie.
Yeah, well, no, I've already booked it in with.
Tom and
Ollie on Triple M. A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after 9.
Have we posted that video yet, Ollie? Are we posting it? No, maybe not.
No, it's too late, Tom. We'll post it to tomorrow. People are still too engaged in the hat that I'm wearing tonight, which is on Instagram. And thank you to Blake, who just popped by to say, loving your hat, Ollie, or should I say Tam O'Shanter, which is the correct term for the Irish cap I'm wearing.
Yeah.
And the best part is you can wear it with headphones on, so I can wear it on air, live, broadcasting.
It's just you look like Harry's practice. You look like Dr. Harry.
He's a great doctor with a clean record.
He was accused
of doing things, but I'm not saying he did that. I'm just saying I look like him. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the hat, and I'm okay with the accusations.
Up next, Sex and Cars. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie, Naughty After 9. 1,000 miles away, Hootagurus. Before that, I Only Lie When I Love You from Royal Blood, of course. Who've just been in the country, rocking dudes. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M, and always get in touch on the socials. You know, we love you on there.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Well, on the socials, Tom, Enrique has messaged us on Facebook, Tom and Ollie. He said, looking forward to the Wax episode tomorrow. Don't forget before and after shots.
No.
So maybe, I don't know, no. Bell, our producer, should we get some before and after shots of the Wax? What do you think? Yeah, happy with that? All right, we'll do that.
She has not been listening.
She hasn't been listening. She has. She's just saying yes.
Oh, producer
Can
Bell.
You get the photos, Bell?
Yes, I will.
Okay, that's
of
weird.
Of your bum.
What?
Yep.
Think about what you're saying, Producer Bell.
Just photos of your bum?
Yeah, my naked bum, and you're going to post them on social media?
Oh, well, I'm not going to post them, but I'll
tell you. Well, just for our own private.
God.
Okay. Mate, listen to the show. That's the lesson.
Listen to the show, Producer Bell.
That's
come on, mate.
That's your main job.
Yep.
That and the donuts.
Stop talking to Hot Blake, all right? He's not here to be talked to.
Bring me a water, please, as well.
Yep.
So, Tom, over the weekend, I went and saw my mates play football local footy club.
Good guy Greg.
Yeah, good guy Greg. It was really cold. I only watched about a quarter and a half, but they thought that was the whole game.
Bad guy Barry. Bad bloke Barry.
Anyway, half the reason why I missed half of the game, because I pulled up in the car park and, you know, it's like what you'd expect of a footy ground car park. Pretty full of cars, right? So full up.
Are we talking about the cars parked around the oval?
No. Okay. Like a normal car park. Yeah, normal car park.
Yeah.
And, I'm between two cars and I pull up and I go to get out. Next to me, the car is a small sedan and all the windows are boarded up with various, you know, window blockers.
What?
Like, you know, a couple of kids' ones that keep the shade out.
Oh,
and then there's like jumpers laid across the back.
There's barricade.
Suddenly, I look closely, the car is a jumpin' Destiny's Child style. That trunk is a poppin' up and down, my friend.
It's Triple M, don't forget.
Okay, well.
Yeah. You could just say it's rockin'.
It's
like
rockin'.
Triple M.
Like Triple M rocks. Life was a highway for these guys.
Oh, yeah, good.
Tom Cochrane style.
Yeah.
Man, they were going at it. And all I could see was a slight bit of head at the top between the two windows coming and going. When I say head, I mean someone's head. And it was blatant sex in a car park. And I thought, what? Good on them.
No, not good on them.
Well, I mean, I don't know what the scenario was.
Who's having sex in cars?
I don't know, but they were having a rockin' time. And it kept going for half an hour. I filmed it.
What? Yeah, were you what?
Well, I put it on an Instagram story. It was on the weekend, though. So
you filmed it?
Yeah, it was hard to get it all in there. But I did film it, and it's gone now. That's the nature of an Instagram story. It's gone.
Yeah.
But trust me, it happened. And you're saying that shouldn't happen.
No, you don't. Who's having sex in cars? You know, there's much better places to do it.
Well, I just think you can't be picky. I mean, if you have a chance to have sex in a car or nothing, are you going to say no?
Nah, I'd go.
Or you'd book a hotel like a big dog.
Probably can't be saying that, you know, you should just do it outside. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, I just don't know. I think if you have the option of having sex in the car or not doing it, why are you going to go? No, why do you hate car sex?
Just go home. Just go home, you know? Car sex is stupid because it's crammed and small.
It's actually sexy.
Is it?
Yeah, because there's limits.
Oh, I love having my knee in places that it shouldn't and having cramps because I'm tied up in the car.
It's like creativity. Limitations make it more enjoyable. Oh, I can't move over there. We've got to do it this way. Oh, that's kind of fun. How about you try this instead?
Have you had sex in a car?
Of course, many times.
Have you?
Yes.
Really?
At your birthday, 3 times in one night.
Hang on, what?
It was a record. When you had your 21st birthday at your family property, and you made us all camp out the back in our own cars, by the way, and tents.
That's fine. There was 100 of us.
It wasn't 100. Yeah, you didn't have 100.
Yeah, friends. I got 100 friends.
There was about 40 people, and most of them were couples. And I had just partnered up with my girlfriend, Sarah. Yeah. So, yes, we were rabbiting. Like that, we were going hard.
Yeah, and didn't you go on the side of a road as well?
Yeah, it was a big night. Once on the side of the road, walking back to your house, and then we just got together.
Oh,
man, the romance was intense, or the lusting, rather.
Oh, God.
So my car, the Shaggin' Wagon, as it was called back in the day, the Subaru Liberty wagon, got a real workout.
No, 133353.
Because sex in a car, Yay.
No, nay. Nay.
Yay, my friend.
Nay. Give us a call. 133353. Sex and cars. Yay or nay. Still a bit of a poll. Let's find out once and for all whether you should be going at it in an automobile. This is higher ground. Red Hot Chili Peppers. 133353 is our number.
Yay.
Tom and Ollie. Nay. Triple M. RHCP. Higher ground. Triple M. Tom. Ollie are our names. And I forgot. Whatever.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
suck, sucker.
Yeah.
Your job.
Development show.
Still developing.
Hey, if you were going to talk about cars, would you put in a song about cars or would you put in Drive, Shannon Knoll?
I'd put in Life is a Highway because it was the theme song to Cars. The movie.
Yeah, and what a great
film. And it's
film.
A freaking great track.
Yeah.
Almost had a dump then. Almost said the F word.
Really?
It's a freaking great track, Life is a Highway. Played it on the weekend when I was DJing, and it went off. The Tom Cochrane version, preferably.
Yeah, it's that's all I've got. We're talking about sex in cars.
That's right.
Is it a thing?
Yep.
A phone pole? Pole?
Can we get Tom a can of lift, please, for the end of the show?
Do you want me to play your sound?
You can't lift. You got a lift. Yeah, come on, mate. What's going on?
Don't know.
Why are you being so shit?
Nah, I had to wake up and take my boyfriend to work at like 6 o'clock this morning.
Oh, you poor thing. You had to get up at a normal hour.
Yeah. Sorry, compared to you that gets up at 11.
That was one time. I can have at 10 normally.
Yeah, exactly.
Mate, at least I'm talking normally.
Yeah.
Can we sex in cars? Yes or no?
Well, I don't think a flat out no. Why are you having sex in cars? Come on, guys.
Well, I think people are taking any chance they can to have sex.
All right, let's do this then. Andrew?
Yes or no?
Yes, because they get pregnant that way.
Is that a rule?
Nah, you just got to take any opportunity you get.
Yeah, you do, don't you, Andrew?
That's how you get pregnant that way.
Andrew's got to take any chance he can get.
Jaden, sex in cars?
Yeah, definitely yes.
Oh, what? Why?
It's just fun. You don't get to do it as often as in a normal like bed situation, and it's more an opportunity thing than anything. Like just a bit of fun.
Yeah. It'd be great to end the show with someone calling up saying they've used the gear stick, wouldn't it?
Oh, 133353.
Have you used the gear stick? I'm looking at you, ladies, or you, Tom.
Yeah.
You never know.
My kind. I get ya. Hey, Chris.
Hey there, definitely a yes.
Oh,
definitely
really?
A yes. Yeah, Chris.
Have you used the gear
Chris,
stick,
are you,
Chris?
Are you a tram driver, Chris?
No, well, I used to have a super religious auntie I lived with, and I couldn't take a girl home, you know, so had to be in a car, and when you pass up, it's when you're never going to get.
That's so true. I think that was my tram driver on my life. Just saying, I think that was the tram driver on my life.
Okay, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing all right yourself, guys.
Sex and cars, what do you reckon, Dave?
Of course, go for it.
Yeah. And it's a bit of fun, Dave, isn't it?
Oh, most certainly is. And it gives you a good workout and you feel really good after it too.
Oh,
it does, because you're bending into ways that aren't that comfortable. You're sort of hunching over.
You're combining sex and yoga.
Yes, you're getting a good core workout. That's why you hate it.
But sorry, who likes yoga?
Mate, when it's through a sex, guys like yoga. If it's yoga sex... They like it.
Yeah, right. Josh, sex and cars?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, wow.
Oh, sorry, harmonica solo. Sorry.
That's because legitimately...
Mate, sorry, Josh, harmonica solo.
Sorry, Josh, we don't need your answer, mate. We just need harmonica.
Sorry, Josh.
Mel, sex and cars?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Wow.
Mel,
you're saying...
a bit of experience.
Well, I lost my virginity, didn't I?
In the car?
In a HC Panavane, yep.
Oh, life is a highway. That's fun.
It certainly was.
What kind of car? What was it, an old school car, was it?
It was a HT panel van.
Okay, not sure what that is, but plenty of room in the back?
Definitely.
Oh!
And I mean the car. Anyone, Belle, our producer, Belle, any girls or blokes use the gear stick in a sexual act?
No, sorry.
All right, that's a good challenge for tomorrow. We'll try and get someone on the
percentage
show.
Percentage of calls, Belle? Did you work that out?
Percentage of yeses versus noes?
100% yes.
Oh!
Yeah, there you go, Tom, you big prude. And to summarise, on Facebook, Nick said, Tom's always bagging Ollie for being vanilla, but he hasn't had sex in a car. Vanilla Tom over here.
Because I'm always doing it in public toilets.
You lot lizard. Have a good night. Bye. See ya.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.